As we begin today with our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to 2 John, specifically at verse 8. Last week we looked at the warning that was given to the elect lady there that John was writing to concerning the fact that there was going to be antichrist, there were going to be those that were going to come in, false teachers, that she needed to be warned of that, understanding that she had to be very careful. And then he says to her in verse 8, "Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward." Yesterday we finished up the main bulk of all of our YAC program, and it's been an interesting year as far as people losing things. We find cell phones, we find iPods, we find all kinds of things. I had a lady that came up to me. This was after the award ceremony, and I was cleaning up and putting everything away, and a lady came rushing up. "I'm looking for my child's water bottle. Have you seen it?" And I said, "Ma'am," I said, "there's a whole table full right over here. Come take a look." Well, she looked through. "That's not it." And then she went running over there, and she found it inside the dugout. He had stuck it up in the upper part, and she found that, and she was so excited. But, you know, it's an amazing thing that people can watch a ball game, get up, and leave everything behind and go to their car and go home. I think we've got probably two sets of keys still sitting in the office that are unclaimed. And one of them was a fairly new vehicle. And we went through the parking lot with a golf cart, just hitting things, seeing if we could find out who it was, and never found out who it was. But you'll see the little cushion seats still sitting there with a thermos. They just got up and left. And I just say, you know, and then gloves. We have gloves galore. We pick them up, no names on them. You don't know whose they are. Sometimes there'll be a name that they'll scribble on there, and you can't make it out, and then you have to try to look it up in the phone list to see whose it might be. And usually it's some parent or some aunts or uncles that brought it to the ballpark with them, and we don't have a phone number for it. But a brand new glove gets left behind. Bats, chairs, I mean, just anything imaginable. Toys. Oh, all the Tonka toys that we've had today. I get to play with after we're all done. But it just get up and leave. And all that stuff left behind, and then, we lost it. It just is indicative of the fact that we're just not looking out for what belongs to us. I know when we were kids, if we didn't bring stuff home that we took, we were in deep trouble. All right? If you didn't have your shoes, if you didn't have your towel, if you didn't have your lunchbox, I mean, you just learned to do that. I have always had within me, I always check. How many of you are checkers? Amen for the checkers. I check. Make sure I got my keys, got my wallet, got my comb, all right, got my cell phone. I'm off to school. That's just the way I am. If I set my keys down somewhere, I will go nuts until I find them. Who has my keys? All right? It's just something in me that my parents put into me. It wasn't anything that I came up with on my own, I can tell you. But just my parents putting that into it, do you have your stuff? Do you have your stuff? Did you pick it up? Did you put it away? I mean, it was just the way it was growing up, and so it's been ingrained in me to have that thing. And what John is saying to her is that, listen, you've got to have the same kind of mentality when it comes to spiritual things. Are we checkers? Notice what he says. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought. Make sure that you haven't lost something. We are living in the age where we're giving stuff away as far as spiritual things is concerned. We're giving our standards up. We're giving up our understandings of true worship of God. We're giving up the principles of the Word of God, and we are compromising and cutting corners because we think, well, we're going to have a greater hearing, and we don't. We just become more like them. That's all. And we have to look to ourselves. We have to say, are we standing where we should be standing? Have we given up something that was precious? Or are we looking to those things? We make sure we have it all together, the Word of God, that is, and spiritual truths. This was the warning that John gives to the elect lady who opened her home. And preachers would come through and say, be careful now. You look to yourself. The idea is you look around. Here's my glasses. All right, I've got those. and I've got my pen, and I've got my wallet, I've got everything together. Okay, now I can go. That's the picture here. Do you have them all together around you, the truth of God's Word, or have you sacrificed or lost or given up things that are precious? It's a mentality, folks. It's a mentality. As we come to worship the Lord today, don't come with all your baggage. You make sure you have what He gave you. You see the picture? Do you have everything that God has given to you, or have you given stuff up, or have you lost stuff along the way? Do you have what's precious, what matters, or do you have just your stuff? The difference is, if you lose it, notice what else you lose. When you lose the precious things that God has given to you, what does it say in verse 8? Those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. When you lose precious things, you don't get a full reward. I don't know about you, but wouldn't it be wonderful to get a full reward? You hear about these people that spend money in the lottery, and I stand against that kind of stuff. I don't think that's the right thing for believers to be doing. But you'll hear about this whole office group, and they all have to split it, you know? Wouldn't it be better to get the whole thing? You don't want to split it with somebody? Well, you know what? If you honor the Lord and you follow after Him and you look to yourselves and that you don't lose any of those things that you've been given by Christ, then you'll get a full reward. It won't be partial. It won't be piecemeal. It'll be the full reward. That's the blessing to the believer. God help us to be looking to ourselves today.